Arizona News Radio, Doug Parker, the head of Tempe-based U.S. Airways, says thousands of jobs could be saved with the possible merger with American Airlines. He said it would be based in Texas and use that name.
Put in place policies that recognize that things like mergers and alliances make sense.
Opponents of SB 1070 ask a federal judge to block parts of the bill that they say could be racial profiling.
The court said we're going to allow, you know, evidence to come in, and we'll relook at it again if we have to.
An initiative to increase the sales tax for education will be on the November ballot. After all, a judge says technicalities won't keep it off.
The whole reason we were here is because we thought that having two versions out there led to voter confusion.
A Tucson man arrested for growing hallucinogenic mushrooms in his home, taken into custody.
These are mushrooms that you ingest them, you eat them, and they're hallucinogenics.
George Tatter, Arizona News.
This check of York Haven X traffic, a service of Fantastic Sam's 4 o'clock hour. We still have that accident outbound. That's westbound 202 at Gilbert Road. Also look for another wreck westbound 202 at 32nd Street. We have an accident southbound I-17 at the 303. And look for a fender bender Cactus Road at Weldon. Fantastic Sam's know what guys want this summer. A simple but great look haircut without a lot of fuss. That's why you never need an appointment. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We continue to heat things up a bit as our atmosphere has dried out. 104 tomorrow and then 108 by Friday afternoon. Into the weekend, the return of the monsoon with scattered dust and thunderstorms. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently here in Midtown, we're at 106 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
To speak with a farmer's agent in your community, call 888-96-FARMERS.
There's nothing better than eating outdoors on a nice day. With a natural gas grill, you can enjoy the outdoors while leaving behind a smaller carbon footprint than other grill types. They're less messy than charcoal grills and eliminate your worries about running out of propane in the middle of cooking. Plus, using your barbecue in the summer can help keep your kitchen cool and reduce air conditioning costs. Visit southwestgasliving.com to learn more. This green tip is brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
Welcome to Legalese. This is, in fact, Jack Willinchek. Dennis Willinchek is on vacation, but I think the audience appreciates, Chet, that is a pre-recorded message, and you're not just lying to them outright.
All right, yeah, I wouldn't want to get off on the wrong foot there.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to incur some kind of civil liability for fraud here, would you?
Or fiduciary duty or whatever.
Very good. All right, today on the show we've got Steve Chukri. I pronounced that right.
That's perfect.
I'm proud of my abilities as a radio announcer here. Steve Chukri is running for the County Board of Supervisors. And, you know, Steve, I was just saying to you off the air, I would love to discuss exactly what the County Board of Supervisors does besides get into fights with the sheriff and the county attorney and get into expensive lawsuits. Why don't we start out by talking about that? This position that you're running for, a position on the County Board of Supervisors, what will you be doing?
Right. It's an excellent question because not many residents know what exactly the function is of the board. And I try to explain it without getting too deep in the weeds because there is a level that I think you just turn people off because it gets a little complicated. But the easiest way to explain it is it's a bridge between local governments and the state government. It's an agency of the state. And so the main functions would be the county attorney's office, air quality division, the restaurant inspections, the county sheriff's office, And when you look at it from those perspectives, for example, if someone were to be incarcerated for less than 12 months, typically they go into the county jail system. If it's longer than that, they go into the state prison system.
Right.
So you're looking at it from those perspectives, and the board's responsibilities are to ensure that those different facets of county government are running smoothly. It's roughly 45 departments. And we now have 13,000 employees with about a $2.3 billion budget. It's with the size of Maricopa County growing, so do the needs and services.
Yeah, absolutely. I have heard somewhere that Maricopa County is, if not the biggest county in the United States, it's one of the biggest.
It's one of the biggest. You're absolutely right. It's the fourth largest county in the nation. It's actually bigger than some states in the United States. So it's certainly growing. It's not only growing in size, but our stature as a county is also being more and more respected for having some good fiscal responsibility along the way with the current makeup as well as the governance of the county.
All right, why don't we talk about your background a little bit? Steve Chukri was born and raised in Mesa, Arizona, where his family has a long-standing history. His grandfather owned a car business in downtown Mesa, which remained in the family for over 70 years. Steve graduated from Brophy College Preparatory. I was just talking to him about that. That's where I went too. And later he received his Bachelor's of Business Administration from the University of San Diego. 13 years ago, while working in Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., Steve met and married his wife, Christine. They're the proud parents of two sons. You know, I was looking at your website, which stevetrukri.com, right? And I love the pictures of your kids on there. The littlest one on the right, there's this great picture where he's got his hand, I think, on either your shoulder or your wife's shoulder, and he just looks so stately, you know, like he's the one running for the county board there.
Right.
It's a great picture. Steve currently serves as president and CEO of the Arizona Restaurant Association, a position which deals firsthand with the decisions of local, state, and federal governments and their impact upon small businesses in Arizona. When I hear the words Arizona Restaurant Association, my head immediately goes to Herman Cain. I suppose it's kind of like the state equivalent of the National Restaurant Association. Isn't that what he was involved
correct.
With?
Correct. Correct.
What does the Restaurant Association do?
Well, we do have a relationship. As a matter of fact, I sit on the board of the National Restaurant Association and just had a meeting with them this weekend in Colorado, as a matter of fact. But we're a trade organization. We've got roughly 8,500 restaurants in the state of Arizona. Our sales this year, believe it or not, are going to total $10 billion. We employ over 250,000 people. And so what our role is as an association is to make sure that we keep restaurants humming, going well. So we tear down those barriers to doing business, whether they're regulatory barriers. And we also provide services for credit card processing discounts, insurance benefits, those types of things. And then we collaborate. We promote the industry through our restaurant weeks and other things of that nature.
You know, I think I saw somewhere that you're involved with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
Are you still there?
I'm still on the board, yes.
Yeah, good. Okay. Your grandfather owned a car business in downtown Mesa. What was the name of that business?
Tony Corey.
Tony Corey.
Yeah.
Did he was that his name?
That was the moniker. Yeah. My grandfather actually was born in Morenci, Arizona, a year before statehood, and his parents took him back to Beirut, Lebanon, where he lived until he was a young teen. And then he came back and to Arizona and sold dry goods door to door and found that he could probably make more money in the car business. So he sold his first car.
Yeah, he was competing with the Goldwaters, I would think,
yeah,
way back when.
That's right. So he became the first Nash dealer. I believe it was he was the first Nash dealer in the state, but also was one of the first, if not the first, licensed auto dealer in the state of Arizona. His dealer license number was 001. That leads us to believe he was the first auto dealer, but back then they didn't keep the best of records. Was a fascinating man. Couldn't read or write till the day he died, but started a family business that lasted close to 80 years.
Wow. Well, I asked you before off the air, and you told me your last name is Lebanese.
Right. Chukri? Right.
So that goes all the way back to your grandfather. You said was
both sides.
Sides.
My father is actually was born in Lebanon and came here as a teenager.
Oh wow! All right, you've got a pretty impressive list of endorsements here. I could go through them: Governor Jan Brewer, Congressman Jeff Flake, Congressman Ben Quayle, Paul Gosar, David Schweikert, Trent Franks. I think that's all of them, isn't it?
That's
all their Republicans.
And the district and the congressional delegation. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Senate President Steve Pierce, Maricopa County Supervisor Andy Kunasek, Scottsdale Mayor Jim Lane. He was just here on the show about a month ago. Mesa Mayor Scott Smith, and a few other mayors too. John Lewis, Jay Tibshirani, and Scott Lamar. I'm seeing that we haven't – have you met with Sheriff Joe yet?
You know, I did meet with Sheriff Joe just before I announced my candidacy, and it was actually a very pleasant meeting. He ironically started his career in the Middle East.
Back in Turkey.
Drug runners, right.
I read his book.
Right, back in Turkey. And so we had a very good conversation, and I told him why I was running and what I hoped to accomplish as a supervisor, and it was a very enjoyable meeting.
Well, tell the listening audience, why are you running?
You know, I looked at what was happening on the Board of Supervisors in the county. As someone who's born and raised in Arizona, you have a total appreciation for all that Arizona has to offer. And what I felt I could bring to the table is a more of a business perspective. Many of times people say, I want to run government like a business. Well, I don't know how true that is, but I know what you can do. You can apply business principles to county government, and that's what I was hoping to do. That's one specific reason I'm running. The second specific reason would be to stop the infighting, the finger-pointing. I think we've lost our way.
You know, I got to tell you, I said it before on the show, and it's the truth. The only time I've ever heard of the position of county supervisor is in reference to these battles between them and the county sheriff and the county attorney, or these lawsuits now against the state for money. I think it's time that position gets known for something else.
Sure. No, you're absolutely right. And what I hope to be able to do is restore some confidence in the board by the residents of Maricopa County, very much so like Bill Montgomery has done as the new county attorney. He's been able to bring that steady hand back to the county attorney's office. And so I hope if elected, I can go ahead and get on the board and continue the healing process that appears to have started and put the focus back on the taxpayer, put the focus back on the residents of Maricopa County.
Absolutely. We're talking with Steve Chukri, who's running for the county board of supervisors. And we're going to have to take our break here, but when we come back from the break, I want to talk some more about exactly what the county supervisor, the board of county supervisors does. This is Jack Wilinchek on KFNX 1100 Independent Talk.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Is your home underwater? Do you owe more on your home than it's worth? Are you tired of making payments on an investment that may never come back? I'm JR with Realty Central. They call me the short sale king. But to be honest, you don't need me. Matter of fact, you don't need any realtor. What you need is legal advice. How about if I told you I would arrange a free legal consultation for you to meet with a law firm that specializes in underwater mortgages? They'll meet with you for free. I know you have lots of questions, like should you stop paying your mortgage? Can the bank come after you? What will happen to your credit? How about that tax law that expires at the end of this year? If you would like the free legal consultation, please call or text this number, 602-405-1011. Again, if you're upside down and would like the free legal consultation, call or text 602-405-1011, 602-405-1011.
Do you know the difference between SEO and SEM? No, it's not a new form of bondage. Was your website designed by Cousin Bobby and now he's in jail? Come on, it's time to get into the 21st century and update your website and go mobile. Call the team at CrippleChark and let them show you a sweet deal on creating a new website as well as taking your website mobile. Call CrippleChark, 480-389-1100. That's CrippleChark, 480-389-1100. 389-1100.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Legalese. This is Jack Willinchek stepping in for Dennis Willinchek. And today on the show, we're talking to Steve Chukri, who's running for the I really enjoy saying your last name, Chukri. Steve Chukri, who's running for the County Board of Supervisors. And just before we went to the break, I was saying, you know, maybe this is just my personal feeling, but I've never heard the words county, supervisor mentioned except in connection with some kind of scandal or some kind of lawsuit or some kind of battle, some kind of infighting in the government. I actually, probably like most of my listeners and most people in the county, don't have a firm idea of what they do on a day-to-day basis. I do have the vague understanding, hopefully in part because I'm a lawyer, that they're a legislative body, essentially. You got the sheriff, who's the executive branch, and he works with county attorney. And then you've got the Superior Court. So tell me, Steve, what on a day-to-day basis do you hope to be doing, do you expect to be doing? Maybe just educate our listeners, sure, again on what it is the county board does.
Well, what I hope to do is no different than what I do in my day job currently, and that is form and put together a strategic plan. What are the true needs of my district, which is District 2 in Maricopa County, and how can we apply a strategic plan to that? And it's about prioritization. Right now, unfortunately, in many ways, I will tell you there are things to celebrate about the county, but in many ways there are things that we drastically need to improve on.
What are some of those things that we need to improve
on? There's very little disagreement that Maricopa County can be very difficult to do business with. So as we try to create this culture of economic development and bring companies here and bring jobs, therefore, we need to make sure that we can cut through the red tape. And what I mean by that, the permitting process can be very arduous, very long, there's little facilitation along the way. Some of our permits, for example, the dust permit's 43 pages long. So if you're a developer, having to fill that out on a regular basis can be quite a chore. And in other departments, we see staffing levels going down, being reduced, while fees are increasing. So essentially, you're paying more for less. Those are some of the things I really want to tackle as I become a supervisor. That strategic plan around those philosophies of making Maricopa County more business friendly for not only businesses, quite frankly, but residents who may want to put a garage up on their property but have to go through so much bureaucracy to get there that they throw their arms in the air and say enough's enough.
You know, I really respect that because, again, maybe I'm a little prejudiced, but I start out with a view that, I wonder what the county board of supervisors, what business even has to do, and what you just said to me makes a lot of sense, that if nothing else, I mean, they probably need to be doing less regulation and more simple regulation. I really respect that. We're just saying off on the break there, I've got some old information here. I want to blame my producer for that. No, I don't want to blame my producer for that. I thought you were running against Don Stapley. But no, you say you're not. Who's your opponent now?
Don Stapley has been in this position for a number of years and has decided not to seek re-election. Recently, just a matter of probably, 3 months ago or so, Lester Pierce got into the race, so he is my opponent.
Okay, and Lester Pierce, he is in fact related to Russell.
That's correct.
He's his brother?
Correct. Yeah, older brother.
Older brother. All right. Well, tell me why people should pick you over Lester Pierce.
Well, part of the reason I just mentioned, I want to bring my private sector experience to county government and problem solve. And my opponent has over 20 years of experience in public policy making and as a politician, and I'm coming with a clean slate. I've never held elected office before in my life. I'm coming from a desire to want to bring about a positive difference. We heard about change with our current president's change that never happened. I want to bring an ability to change the paradigm, to shift the paradigm from the many years of leadership that we've had on the board to something that is new, that's a new set of optics coming in and being able to demonstrate and show from a personal experience, from a private sector personal experience, a better way of doing things.
Why don't we talk about the issues a little bit? Where do you stand on what's going on with immigration on SB 1070? And, you know, I did see somewhere here in your background that you had some involvement with the employer sanctions law
that went
in front of the Supreme Court. So why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, those are two separate issues, the 1070 issue and then back in 2007 when the employer sanctions bill passed. And our concern at that time, which has since been allayed, was if you're going to take someone's business license, you better be able to define if they willfully hired someone illegally here in the United States, specifically Arizona. And so some business groups had some consternation over that, Jack, as to how do you define willful? And that led to other issues of you know, when you could go downtown and buy an American Express card, I think a driver's license and a few other forms of identity for $200. How in that passes the smell test to any average Joe, even in some cases government. We certainly didn't want to lose our ability to do business in the state if we hired someone off what seems to be credible information. So we had those concerns at the time, which led to opposition. But since then, E-Verify, other policies that were put in place with that same legislation, have been a great benefit to business, I believe, in Arizona. And so those were our reasons back then. I believe today my concerns are we need to have a secure border. There's a terrible criminal element, as you're well aware, I'm sure, that comes here, let alone a workforce. So my personal belief is we need to have a strong, secure border. The law is the law. As Sister Sally Fury, I joke, told me when I was a student at the University of San Diego, Mr. Chukri, laws that aren't enforced are worse than no laws at all. And she was right. And so we have to make sure that with the Supreme Court's ruling that we uphold the law in the state, that employers should be verifying and doing all the things called for by the law.
All right. Well, that's the that's your position on the employer sanctions law. Why don't we talk about SB 1070 a little bit? Where did it come out on that?
At the time of when the law came out, when Governor Brewer signed it, we simply said that this is an action. When I say we, I'm talking about my role with the Arizona Restaurant Association, that this action is brought out of the inaction of our federal government, of our Congress, of our president. And when are they going to wake up and bring about the right type of immigration reform? And I hope they do at some point, because these states are having to go in and do a patchwork of immigration reform. That's not their job to do it, but they're forced to do it because of the terrible situation they've been placed in. So that was our position. The boycotts and everything else I thought were a sad commentary on some of our own elected officials, one in particular calling for a boycott. I just don't see any wisdom in that. So it was very disappointing. But to answer your question, I do support the ruling that came out a few weeks ago by the Supreme Court, and believe more importantly that the law needs to be enforced, that we have to hold the Obama administration to making sure that the federal government does their job as well.
What role do you see the county as having in the issue?
Well, the county directly doesn't have much to do with immigration itself, but Sheriff Joe is law enforcement, and the county attorney's office is law enforcement. So we have to make sure, in my estimation, that we're providing them the tools and the resources they need to fulfill their obligations in upholding the law.
Mm-hmm. So let's, why don't we pull out a little bit and discuss what's going on with this election, with the elections for the Board of Supervisors generally. You've got you're running against Steve Pierce.
Lester Pierce. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lester Pierce. Okay. And who else is is running this cycle?
Well, we've got in my race, I've got one opponent in the primary, and there's one opponent in the general, and a Democrat has also filed for my seat. Denny Barney, who is succeeding Fulton Brock, is unopposed. Fulton Brock decided to not seek reelection. So we will have, without question, one new county supervisor in Denny Barney. Andy Kanosik, as you know, is in District 3. To my knowledge, he does not have any primary opposition, but he does have an opponent in the general election. Mary Rose Wilcox had an opponent, apparently her opponent dropped out as well, so she should be fine. And then Max Wilson is left, and he's got a primary opponent.
Okay. So who's the Democrat you'll be running against?
David Ortega.
David Ortega. Hmm. All right. Do you expect that to be a difficult difficult run?
I think it will be difficult for my opponent in that the registration is 2-1 Republican in this district and has not typically lent itself to electing Democrats.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got just a little bit of time before the break. We're talking to Steve Chukri, who's running for the County Board of Supervisors. And, you know, when we come back from the break, I think I'll come back to my favorite topic here of exactly what the County Board of Supervisors does. And maybe I'll ask you just to name some of the most important things that you think it does and maybe some of the most important things that you think it has done in recent history. Well, let's we got another minute here before the break. Okay. You know, Steve, we're talking before the show started. We both went to the same high school. I think we actually did have some of the same teachers.
Right.
Which I find scary.
We don't need to compare report cards, that's for sure.
Let's not go there. You said you're of Lebanese background. Are you Catholic?
I am.
So yeah, that's a little unique.
It is. When we come back, yeah. I'll have to share a story about that.
All right, we come back to the break. I'm talking to Steve Chukri, and this is Jack Wilenchek on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
News Radio, I'm Veronica De La Cruz. President Obama says today's attack on Israeli tourists in Bulgaria was barbaric and completely outrageous. The attack on young Israelis left at least 6 people killed and 32 wounded. Israel's prime minister is accusing Iran of carrying out the attack and is vowing a tough response. The violence in Syria struck close to home today for the regime of Bashar al-Assad. 3 top government officials are dead after a bombing that took place during a high-level crisis meeting. NBC's Ayman Mohideen reports that Assad's power appears to be weakening.
The attack today striking a deadly blow to the heart of the regime, his innermost circle, his innermost security circle, also indicating that he is beginning to lose a little bit of that command of his own country. And we saw the push by the Free Syrian Army immediately after the explosion, suggesting that they are now moving on the offensive.
A series of attacks across Afghanistan have claimed the lives of 3 NATO service members and a dozen Afghan soldiers. This is NBC News Radio.
Arizona News Radio.
We are well aware of the fact that the two airlines, the stronger brand is the American brand.
That's Doug Parker, the CEO of Tempe-based U.S. Airways, talking about a possible merger with American Airlines. The headquarters would also possibly move to Texas. Tempe police voicing concerns about the growing number of incidents involving people on bath salts.
They become nervous and fidgety. They begin to take off their clothes because the body's heating up, which means they're internally their organs are heating up as well.
A man is now wanted in Tucson for 3 bank robberies in the past few months.
He apparently has been successful in a couple of these, and now he's hit a third. So, of course, the worry is going to hit again, but that he's also going to get more brave.
Opponents of SB 1070 want a federal judge to issue a preliminary injunction against parts of the measure that could go into effect next week.
Different people are going to be treated differently because of the color of their skin, you know, which will lead, to racial profiling.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic of service of the 99 cent only stores. Couple things to share with you. Look for a wreck southbound State Route 51 at Thomas, also a wreck eastbound Loop 202 at Gilbert. We have another accident eastbound 60. This one is at Priest. Right now at 99 cent only stores, California peaches, plums, and nectarines are 2 pounds, rolling 99, boy, 99 cents each. Save more, shop the 99 cent only stores first for fresh produce. Here's Jim Howe with your forecast. Jim.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We continue to heat things up a bit as our atmosphere has dried out. 104 tomorrow and then 108 by Friday afternoon. Into the weekend, the return of the monsoon with scattered dust and thunderstorms. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently here in Midtown, we're at 106 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chad Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810. It's summertime in Arizona, and if you need a cool place to enjoy a cigar, 21 Degrees is the place to be. The private Rocky Patel Lounge is open to everyone buying a cigar Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 21 Degrees has a great selection of cigars and a comfortable place to enjoy them. 21 Degrees is located at 14144 North 100th Street, Suite B105 in Scottsdale. Check out our website at 21cigaraz.com for upcoming events and specials.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, the HCL Detox Kit is on special. This is your opportunity to stock up on the single most important supplement for all of us who must eat cooked food when all of us mammals were designed for raw food. Just imagine, you may be able to get a second chance at healthier years by supporting the body's natural cellular remethylation and best digestion. Don't be fooled. These benefits only come from natural source products like those found in our HCL Detox Kit. Don't eat cooked food without it. Get three kits for the price of two. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
You have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Get me my lawyer!
And to have the attorney present during questioning. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Get me my lawyer! I've been humiliated!
All right, welcome back to Legalese. This is Jack Willinchek stepping in for Dennis Willinchek, and I've been talking to Steve Chukri for the show. We got him for the next couple segments as well, and we're talking about his – he's running for the County Board of Supervisors. And, you know, my point the whole show has been that I have absolutely no idea what the County Board of Supervisors does. I'll be honest about that. I mean, I have a vague idea, but I think like most people, I've only really heard the topic come up in the news when they're, you know, fighting with the sheriff or fighting with somebody or suing the state. And I think we all agree that it's time that that position gets known for something else. So, you know, we were chatting about it a little bit over the break, and Steve, you told me that the county – well, tell me, what are some of the most important functions you think of the County Board of Supervisors?
Well, one that's relevant to every taxpayer in the county is the board sets the property tax rate. And there are a lot of other things that get in there for school systems and whatnot that cloud, I think, one's ability to truly see where all the fees come to amount to for their property tax. But they set that value, and I think that's something that I know I will take very seriously. So we can ensure that we're not taxing people out of their homes. We've all heard the stories of how expensive property taxes can be in back east in New Jersey and other places in the United States. And with the volatile market we have had in Arizona, the volatile real estate market in recent years, I want to ensure that we are paying attention to what one's true value is on their home and that they're not paying more in taxes than they should.
Besides that, you mentioned a couple other interesting things. It says the county has control over the stadium district.
That's right. That's right. The Chase Field is a perfect example of that. And they handle all of the activities and operations of Chase Field. So what I find interesting about that is that when the Diamondbacks aren't playing there, there's private parties that can come in and lease it. And so it's actually a profitable business for the county in making sure that the operations are paid for through some allocation, as I understand it, from the county, but also through having some functions there by the private sector that they can also enjoy running out the facility when the Diamondbacks aren't utilizing it.
Here's a question I got in my brain just as you're talking just now. I know you said you have a lot of business experience, and you say that's one of the reasons people should vote for you. And let me ask you, how does the business of a county being on the board of the county supervisors, how does that involve your business experience? How does that compare to running a business?
Well, I think it's about being able to provide efficiencies. If you're not efficient in business, you're not going to be banking the profitability you should be. You still may end up remaining in business, but you certainly may not be as profitable as you could be. So what I want to do is if you don't have efficiencies in government, then that's going to lead to higher taxes. That's going to lead to wasteful spending, and the list goes on and on. So that in and of itself, making sure that you're bringing those same types of efficiencies from business into the government sector, into the public sector, I think not only will save the taxpayers' money, but it will also enable a better quality of service for the residents and businesses.
Well, what are some of these inefficiencies that you're thinking of and that you want to talk about? What are some of the inefficiencies in county government you think you want to target?
Well, first and foremost, I want to make sure that if we are having consumers or residents coming into the county and paying for permits, that they're getting the service they deserve. And the amount they're paying for those permits is relevant to what service they're getting. For example, in air quality, I mentioned earlier that we have witnessed over time that they're reducing staffing levels and increasing fees. So what's the end result of that? You're paying more for less as a resident or as a business applying for a permit. That's just one example. And another example is in some cases you're buying health permits to run a restaurant, something I'm very familiar with. And as a return on that investment, you're supposed to get a set number of inspections over the course of the year. And we just found that some of those inspections aren't even occurring at the regular pace that they should be. So, again, if you were Jack to go and buy a heating and cooling agreement over the course of 12 months from a contractor, and they were supposed to come and check your heat twice a year and your air conditioning twice a year, and you prepaid that, you would hope that air conditioning company would come and do that. Well, that's no different than what we're charging some businesses in the county.
All right. Over the break, we're talking a little bit about your family. You mentioned to me that you've got a good story about your two boys.
Right.
Why don't you tell
them
to us?
Well, they're great when on weekends helping me put in signs. Even my three-year-old enjoys
they're
that.
They're not stealing them, are they?
No,
I heard a bad story about that.
Yeah, that's a whole separate issue.
Yeah.
But that's one fun story. But my oldest son, my seven-year-old son, Grant, just a few months in, not even a month in, to the campaign, said to me, he asked the question, "Daddy, what happens to all the money in the account that's left over if you should lose the campaign?" And I said, "Well, first, we're in it to win, and we're going to spend the money right, and we're going to win." And he said, "Well, what happens to all the money in the account that's left over if you win?" I said, "It's the same premise. We're going to spend the money right, and we're going to win." He said, "Well, Daddy, I want to make a $10 contribution to your campaign." and I said, "Grant, you're a very generous boy." And he said, "But if you lose, I want it back."
Hey, you know what? That's one of the best campaign pledges I ever heard.
Yeah, exactly.
If I lose, exactly. I'm going to give you all your money
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
We don't want that to catch on, right?
Well, why don't we stay on this topic, about your family and about your background. You mentioned earlier on the show that your family is from Lebanon. And you told me you've got a story about, is it your granddad in Beirut?
Yeah, I come of two lines of Lebanese descent. My father's father. As well as my mother's father. And what I found fascinating was my father's father, was stabbed to death in the streets of Beirut in front of my dad. My dad was just a young child, really, about 13, 14 years old. And at that point in time in Beirut, there was Muslims, a distinct difference between Muslims and Christians. And my family happened to be Christian. And a Muslim had died, a very well-known and respected Muslim had died. And that was the day of their funeral. And so my grandfather, my father's father, was a friend of a gentleman that had a small store. It was more like a deli. They demanded that they close the store in honor of this funeral. And they both said, no, we're Christians. We need to make money to provide for our families. Mm-hmm. And a fight ensued, and they were stabbed to death.
Well, that is some story.
It is. But you know what it makes... What it makes me realize is determination like that doesn't just stop at one generation. It continues on and on through subsequent generations, and that's the determination that I want to bring to the county board. So it's a very relevant story in that way to me.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Lebanon?
I have. It was in 1997. What'd
you think of it?
A beautiful country. And in fact, I could show you pictures today, and you'll think it's downtown Manhattan. Yeah, but a beautiful country.
Yeah. Is it still as dangerous, I think, as it?
Not nearly as dangerous. In fact, when I was there in 97, they just got the first streetlight working again since the war. And I think with each ongoing year, they become better and better as a country. There's always fear, I think, sadly, that's going to happen in the Middle East and different types of acts of terrorism. But we're hopeful that that country, as a family, will continue to flourish and blossom.
We're talking to Steve Chukri, who's running for the County Board of Supervisors. And we've got a little bit of time here before we take our final break. I think when we come back from the break, we'll talk about you mentioned one of the things the County Board of Supervisors does is provide something of a liaison, a connection between the mayors, between city governments, between state governments. Obviously, an important part of that would be the way you interact with mayors of the various cities here in the county. So we come back to the break. We'll talk more about what you hope to do as county supervisor. We're talking to Steve Chukri, and this is Jack Willinchek on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Did you know that more than 65% of corporations on the New York Stock Exchange are using barter? In fact, more than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Think you know barter? Think again. With Premier Barter, the Valley's fastest-growing and most business-friendly barter company, you can gain access to a network of more than 40,000 companies. Through Premier Barter, you can expand your customer base and generate barter dollars, which can be spent through hundreds of companies locally and thousands of companies nationwide. Almost anything you can think of, things you're currently buying for cash, can be acquired with barter. Visit www.premierbarter.com. It will be the best business decision you ever make. 602-470-8020. That's 602-470-8020. More than 470,000 companies in the U.S. participate in barter. What do they know that you don't? Call Premier Barter today. That's 602-470-8090. PremierBarter.com.
Hi, friends. Scott Luther, the King of Gold and Silver. Join my protest against Wall Street and these big bankers who want to steal your hard-earned money.
Listen to KFNX News Radio 1100, Monday 4 to 5, Tuesday 6 to 7, and Saturday 5 to 6. Ride the Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express to financial freedom by buying silver.
Just buy silver. Turn $5,000 into $25,000, $50,000 into $250,000.
Free portfolio management and free shipping. Call 888-551-2646 or go to lrccoins.com.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I'm hiding in Honduras.
I'm a desperate man. Welcome back to Legalese. I don't want to give away state secrets, but Dennis Wilenchek may or may not be hiding in Honduras right now, but he's unavailable for the show. This is Jack Wilenchek, and we're talking to Steve Chukri, who's running for the County Board of Supervisors. Our exciting teaser before the break was you're going to tell us about the relationship between the county and the cities, and how important that is. Why don't you talk about that?
Sure. You know, what I found amazing and really at the same time alarming in going out and campaigning and speaking to the many mayors of the district, and I think it's important to probably tell you the scope and breadth of the district. It takes in the very northern part of Gilbert, takes in pretty much all of Mesa, Fountain Hills, Scottsdale, Arcadia, the eastern quarter of Paradise Valley, and goes all the way up to Cave Creek, about 750,000 people, and it's the size of a congressional district, actually a little larger than a congressional district. So in going and speaking with these mayors, I found that they couldn't remember the last time they spoke with a county supervisor. Mm. And we all have busy lives. I'm not pointing the blame at any one individual. But at the same time, if you're trying to problem solve, if you're trying to promote regionalism, which is the token word or the key word now for success in government, you've got to speak with each other. You've got to be able to meet and be able to come to a consensus on some issues and maybe possibly agree to disagree on others. So that is something that has been a big part of my campaign, is going and meeting with all the mayors in my district. I'm fortunate to have the endorsement of six mayors. One mayor is outside the district, Mayor Chip Cherney and Chandler. But it was surprising to me that the one golden thread that connected all of their messages was, we don't communicate enough with our county government.
I'm glad to hear you say that because, I keep saying it throughout the show, as a general citizen of this county, I have a vague idea of what the county supervisors do. I can't say that I've ever actually met one. And I do think it's important to make the position known for something good. And on that note, let me just ask you to throw out your opinion on some of these lawsuits, if you don't mind, that have been slinging around, by the Board of Supervisors, members of the Board of Supervisors. How do you feel about that?
Well, the further they got into the millions, I lost count, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it has been such a litigious issue going on at the board, and quite frankly, other entities just suing various parts of the county government. And I think there was a mentality out there that was the mindset of, hey, let's just settle these suits. Let's just do what we can.
Right.
And it ended up in some ways just being more of a throwing fuel on the fire to have more lawsuits come in. And so that's alarming to me. That's another thing I think that we need to take a close look at, is not only should government officials, elected officials, be suing the county, which I find just heart-wrenching.
They should not be suing.
No,
right.
No, right. And disappointing. But we also have to make sure that we don't put the county at risk to other lawsuits by residents or anyone else for our not doing the right thing or for being reckless in some cases. And so we need to push back. I think sometimes we've made ourselves an easy target for lawsuits. I think we have to put a firm line in the sand and saying, hey, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to give away public tax dollars just because we believe that we're going to lose. Maybe these cases are worth fighting.
Absolutely. I got to say that it's personally offensive, when an elected official sues the government, I think. It kind of has that feeling of, when you sue your boss and then, somebody works for you and they sue you and they want to keep working for you. It's just offensive. Do you have anything else you want to say on that subject?
Yeah, I'll just tell you that when you're an elected official, you're called to a higher standard. You're called to a standard of integrity, transparency, and accountability. And if you're not living up to that standard, the last thing you should be doing is suing the people that elected you to office.
So yeah, it feels cheap.
It does. You need to live up to that higher standard when you're an elected official, and that's something I certainly plan on doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I noticed on your website, stevechukri.com, right? You just got the endorsement from the county attorney.
Right.
So that's a good thing. That's a big part of the job is, you know, we've been talking about interacting with mayors and with city governments. That's a big part of the job, too, isn't it, to be interacting with the county attorney and the
sheriff? Absolutely is. And Bill Montgomery, I think, has done a marvelous job, a spectacular job, quite frankly, at bringing that steady hand to the county attorney's office and trying to make peace instead of war. And he has he had a lot of work cut out for him, but he's also been one of the biggest defenders in child rights. He's just an impressive individual and I think a statesman.
That's good. We're talking with Steve Chukri, who's running for the County Board of Supervisors. And, you know, I had some misinformation before the show. I thought you were running against Don Stapley. He's not running. You're running against Lester Pierce. And why don't you go ahead and tell listeners again why they should pick you over Mr. Pierce?
Well, I'm coming from a background of having been born and raised in the state of Arizona, in the very district I'm seeking to represent. I'm a man of integrity. I want to bring transparency to the board. Some of that transparency I just described is what I want to bring to the board. I want to bring my business acumen and the college degree I had in getting that business acumen as well to the board and making sure that Maricopa County residents are getting their dollars worth and their elected officials. And in bringing that open mind, that clean slate, my opponent's been in office for several years. He's been in government for many years. And I think the longer you sometimes serve in government, you get a different perspective. It makes it might obscure your view in a way. And that's, I think, a real value I bring is a clean slate, a new set of optics on how we can do things better in Maricopa County.
Seems to me like the position, on the County Board of Supervisors is very well suited to somebody who has, you know, kind of a very laser, very good focus, very kind of business acumen. Again, it's not that kind of position where you're in the news every day. It is more of a what you generally think of as being a kind of board type position. You know, it's a very
it's an administrative role. Right. You're playing as a county board member. They call it a supervisor for a reason. I mean, you're playing an administrative role to make sure that all of your businesses, your departments. Are running efficiently, and so that's why I think having that business background is all the more important.
You know, I've just discovered here in my notes, I do have a list of the job descriptions of the county of a county supervisor. This is fairly lengthy, but I think it can pretty much a lot of it can be summed up as running the county. It says here direct human resources activities in the county, appoint department heads or managers. Confer with board members, organization officials, establish departmental responsibilities. What are the some of the most important? I'll just ask again generally. What are some of the most important goals you think that when you get into office that you want to accomplish?
I mentioned just first of all streamlining, cutting through the tape, permitting processes. You've seen in Phoenix, I'm sure, that they're almost going to one day. Type permitting approval because you're able to do so much online and use technology. We need to use technology to advance government, to make it more expedient, to make it more efficient and more effective. That is a priority to me. And also, how do we change the mindset? You have a lot of board members. You have a lot of non-elected people that work within the county that have been there for decades. And sometimes just bringing a new set of eyes in, some new blood, you're able to problem solve in a whole different way and make things better. So I think I bring that. I think I bring the integrity that it's important to have when you're making those kinds of changes. And after, I think, a short bit of time, as the years pass, Maricopa County is going to get bigger and bigger. And we may go from the fourth largest to the third largest to the second largest in a matter of time. And you've got to be ready for that.
All right, so we got a couple minutes here before we got to close out the show, but why don't you just recap why you think that? Why don't you talk a little bit about your background and why you think you're the best man for this job?
Again, you know, as someone born and raised in this state, you find out how lucky you are when you go and you visit other areas, or if you live somewhere for a short period of time. Arizona's got a lot to offer. Maricopa County's got a lot to offer. It's close to 4 million residents. And what I hope to do is bring an era of conflict, the era of conflict we've seen for the last 3 to 5 years, back to an era of service, true public service.
I like that.
That is something that not only I hope I can bring, that I know I will be effective in making happen on the board.
You say that, and I absolutely believe you when you say it. I can tell. I can tell you're a good man to work with. I don't feel very threatened by you.
That's good. We're both trophy Broncos. We can't be that. Yeah.
There you
go. Those Jesuits, you know.
They feel naturally calm when I'm around another graduate of my high school. Yeah. All right. I've been talking to Steve Chukri, who's running for the County Board of Supervisors, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. This is Jack Wilinchek filling in for Dennis Wilinchek. Dennis Wilinchek will be back on the show next week. And we're signing off here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Are you one of the two-thirds in Phoenix underwater on your mortgage? Does stress about money keep you up at night? If so, there's a 10-year-old multi-million-dollar wellness company in Chandler that is thriving in this down economy. Over the past 3 years, they've experienced over 600% growth, and they're looking for motivated individuals just like you that want to earn extra income. They have full and part-time professionals making $500 to $100,000 a month. Nothing comes close to this opportunity. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Kelly from Washington. I made over $1,000 in my first month and over $25,000 in my first 90 days, and my income continues to skyrocket.
So call now, 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276, or visit thrivinginaz.com to learn more about this amazing company. Stop stressing about money. Improve your life with a company that has experienced over 600% growth. Call 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276, or visit thrivinginaz.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Neil Bortz, weekdays 10 a.m. to noon. KFNX News.